Welcome to the Best Kept Secrets podcast, where we share our best kept secrets about life, love, God, and everything in between. Hi guys, welcome back to the Best Kept Secrets podcast, episode 7. So we're only one episode away from the season finale. I can't believe we've already finished an entire season. I am so excited to be sharing on this conversation today. And it's about reinventing yourself and breaking cycles. This is a very deep conversation, and I want to take it with as much the depth it deserves. And when I was thinking about who to do this with, I thought of none other than Stephanie Cherono, who has inspired me. Like, when I watch you and how I've been watching you just go through this journey that you have been on, that you'll share with us, I have felt inspired to do more and do better with myself and just like do some internal self-work, and you'll share with us. But you can start off by introducing yourself for those who don't know you.
Hi, so nice to be here. So nice to be here. My name is Stephanie Cherono. I am, first off, I'm a believer. Second, I'm a professional makeup artist and a digital content creator. And I'm my mother's last born, proudly, to this day. And I'm happy to be here so much,
Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. I guess you can start us off. So basically on this podcast, what we do is that we share our best kept secrets about the topic that we're speaking about.
Okay.
So we'll go each sharing a topic. But before we even get there, maybe you can share with us whatever you're comfortable with. Share with us what your journey has been like in terms of reinvention and breaking cycles, and what that has looked like for you.
I feel like I've been on this journey since for like consistently 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And most times when you're starting off this journey, it tends to come from a lot of pain,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a version of you that you're not entirely happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was in a cycle of behaviors, a cycle of friendships, a cycle of a lifestyle that I was not entirely happy with. I didn't even like how I looked to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And through that process, I think I've acquired so much discipline and respect even for myself,
mm-hmm.
regardless of how long it has been. And I'm still at it, because literally at Ajana, I was discovering something that I need to let go of. And it's just taking its stride day after day and being very, very, very kind to myself as I do it. So I think the epitome of that is just that I think I've loved myself more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think people can see it as well, which is very gratifying, because I'm just like, wow. And it's not easy. Because the intricacies and the details of it is that you have to quite literally sit in a room by yourself and call yourself out every single day.
Yeah.
And that in itself can be quite dark. It can be quite demotivating to see the list of the negatives potentially being longer than the list of positives about you. But yeah, I think it's just the grace. Genuinely, I think just that. Because I'm still going to learn more things as I go. I'm not entirely where even I think I should be. But I think I'm happy with where I'm at now in comparison to where I was whilst I was starting.
I think it takes a lot of courage to even admit that you are not happy with the person that you are. That you didn't even like yourself. You didn't like the way you looked. It takes a lot of courage for you to even say those words out loud.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like I was there a couple of years ago. I was also in a very dark place, and in a place where I had low self-worth, where I didn't regard myself highly. I didn't love myself. I didn't, you know, I was just stuck in like negative toxic cycles over and over and over again. It's taken me years to break myself off of those things. But I guess I can start by sharing my first point.
I saw the episode and I was just like, I love that, because I write everything as well. I have like so many notebooks. If anything, I appreciate notebooks and stationery gifts more than anything.
Me too. I love writing. I do. All my guests are usually so intimidated by it.
I love it.
So my first point that I wrote is that, which one do I start with?
start wherever.
Which is, I guess, in relation to what we've been talking about. I wrote that to identify the thing that's keeping you stuck in a cycle is to acknowledge the place where you're wounded. And there's always that kawanka place where is the opening of your wound, and that's the place that keeps you stuck in a lot of cycles. And I guess for me, it was just how I viewed myself and how I did not love myself. And when I acknowledged that there was a wound there, I had to dig deep. I was like, yeah, so why do I not love myself? Why is this coming from? So, of course, I had to go back deep into my childhood and just realized that, you know, a lot of the negative words that I was told growing up, I internalized them and I believed those things about myself. And then it was showing up in my relationships. So the men that I would choose to date were also very self-loathing one. Either they loathed themselves or they treated me in ways where
I eventually started loathing
myself as well, you know? So if I would ever get a healthy partner, I'd be like, hey, wait.
This is the worst.
I'd be like,
yeah,
no,
let's
no,
go.
No, no,
I'm
going
to head out.
I'd be like, no, you, first of all, you're boring. First of all, where's the drama? First of all, where's the excitement?
The fights?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I had to look back and first, acknowledge that, one, I am wounded. Two, where is this place of wounding? Where is the place that it's showing up the most prominent? And then three, because of those wounds, what cycles am I now stuck in because of them, you know? And it was also showing up even in my career because I don't think, because I didn't regard myself highly, I would not think that I was capable or worthy of doing certain things with my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was just complacent, generally. I was just like, whatever.
As long as I'm paying my bills. Accepting the bare minimum.
Exactly. I was, because I didn't regard myself highly in any sort of way.
Yeah.
So acknowledging the place where you are wounded will show you the cycles that you are stuck in.
Yeah. I completely relate to everything that you're saying. I think for me, it stemmed from... And I've been public about this, that I've been raised by a single mom. And in as much as she's done the best that she could, there's always that yearning for a male figure as women that we've not really been able to get as myself and probably my sister. But for me, it was a validation thing. I just wanted to be validated. Like, just tell me I'm doing a good job. Or even just acknowledging my presence. I think I wanted to be complimented because I'm a words of affirmation babe, which is why the things that even were said to me when I was younger, I'm still forgiving people to this day. And I'm also not using, I'm not using the things that they said then against them because I'm realizing that they have taken the time and the opportunity to do better and be better people. But I'm like, still, the 15-year-old babe is still suffering to this day. So I'm still not able to let go. And I was also, I had to get to a space where I had to genuinely forgive my father as well. And what that entailed was me asking, so how was his environment when he grew up? What type of parents did he have? How were they dealing with things in that side of town? So that I can see how he was able to get to where he was. Because I'm like, he must have gone through something to be dealing with things the way he's dealing with them. Otherwise, why would you treat people that you're kids like that? So for me, that gave me so much peace to know that it's not a me thing. Unfortunately, he did go through it as a child. And therefore, the least I can do is let him go so that he can be able to go through his healing alone and freely without grudges from his kids. So that was one. Number two, I think the route that I took with my career, because I've spoken about this a couple of times, that my siblings are in very serious fields. My brother is a pilot. My sister is an engineer. My mom is in finance. So it's just like... Cherono here with the makeup artistry. Okay, tell us. So I think that constant need for me to validate that this is a career that can bring money, that is respected, that is valued, that it would actually probably even bring us generational wealth, possibly. And just asking them to, you know, just can you just support me on this one?
Yeah.
So I found myself now seeking support from everyone else who found my career or deemed my success at that point in time as worthy to be celebrated. So that maybe could be a potential friend who probably at that point in time could be a fan. Nasi Jui. Like, as long as you're telling me, Steph, you're doing a good job.
I'm like, right up my alley. It. Yeah.
And then the men. For me, I found myself being available. And my pastor asked me this last Sunday, what type of men do you attract? And I was like, and now, who? Girl, what are you talking about? Like, what type of men do I attract? And I had to look at all the similarities of the people who maybe in the past year, because I haven't been in a relationship for 2 years, who have impacted me, and what type of men do I attract since then. It's very unavailable people. People look at my body before they look at my heart. Mm-hmm. People who are, you know, probably want to be associated with me because of who I am, not only not finding out or trying to dig in deeper into the story. And people who are just for fun times, you know, and just emotionally unavailable people. And I was like, what does that relate to my dad? So I had to, that is one thing that now, and just so I'm not dating, because I'm like, I cannot get into a relationship until I figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, but if with my friendships, I've been able to balance it. But definitely it was like an identity and a validation thing initially. Yeah. That now, to be honest, I screamed the affirmations to myself. So I think we're good.
That's good. Validate yourself.
Because no one is going to do it for you. You know, it's so sensible. Like, it's nice. And also now I'm getting to a space where I can accept a compliment, because I would only accept compliments from people that I genuinely want. Like the toxic ex. Like if it's not from that nigger, Staki, y'all are not, I'm not pretty enough, basically. Yeah. But then now I look at myself and I'm like, yeah, I am. And I'm worthy. And it's okay. And I'm being patient with that. And I think the one thing that has helped this entire journey is genuinely finding a relationship with God. That has given me peace that I genuinely cannot explain. So even now, like I'm telling you, I'm going through something. Like, I'm okay.
Don't look like your problems. Please refuse to look like your problems.
I'm genuinely okay. Yeah. Like, I'm not dealing with things the same way because there's just someone else dealing with them for me as well. Yeah.
Period. Okay. Your point, Amma, you've said...
So that was it. You were getting lost in it. That was it.
It's like I was so lost in it.
I don't know if there's anything I would add to it, but I think the whole messaging around therapy, I think for me, is for me to find out the why. Like, why do I behave the way I do? Why do I talk the way I do? Why do I react the way I do? Why do I love the way I do? You know, like, it's over obsessive. Like, if I'm not seeing you, if I don't know where you are, why is it that? Why is it that? My attachment style is very anxious. Like, I needed to figure that out. And that I could only find out in therapy. And even some of the things that I'm finding out in therapy, I'm not happy with. But I think it's an applaud to myself because I'm finding out.
Facing yourself is scary.
Bro.
It's so scary.
And I have therapy tomorrow. So there are things we need to
discuss. So my second point, I wrote how... when I was learning about breaking cycles, I was learning this to get out of a situation, relationship that I had been in for 5 years. And it was very unhealthy. And I felt like I was stuck in a loop. Like, I'd break up with him, then I'm back, then we're broken up, then I'm back. And I knew it was bad for me. Everyone knew it was bad for me. My friends, my family, no one... liked it, no one approved of it. Even deep within myself,
I knew.
Girl,
and we've been knowing.
I've been knowing.
Like, you always know. You always deep down. Know. But you just, always, like, benefit of doubt. You just want to, like,
you're just hopefully. Like, yeah, I would rather not be alone.
Yeah.
I would rather be in this horrible situation than be alone. Right? So I was stuck in a very, in a loop, in a cycle that I needed to break out
this
of.
This one's for the man who was saying, we are Tarudi too.
Yeah. And you know, the crazy thing is, he used to tell me, you know, the problem with you women is that we'll cheat, we'll disrespect you, whatever.
Utarudi too.
You'll be upset for a little while. You'll throw a fit, you'll throw a tantrum, but you'll be
eventually
back.
Come back.
So this man is outwardly telling it to me that Utarudi too. And truth is that I would always go back. And I got to a point where I was just like, I really don't love myself enough if I continue to let myself be stuck in this cycle. So anyway, so I started just like researching about like breaking cycles and soul ties and all of that. And how does that look like? So I came across a sermon that was talking about the concept of trees and seeds. And let me try to, I'm going to do it justice. But basically, we're going to become farmers. for like a little while, for like 2 seconds.
Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
So, the seeds produce the kinds of plant or trees from which they came. Mm. So basically, when you plant a plant or a tree, it produces seeds, right? But then that seed is it. What is produced is from the kind which it came.
Which was planted.
Which it was planted, right? So I was just like, this cycle that I am stuck in, it's a constant cycle because in every season, season in, season out, I am producing the same kind of seed, right? Which is a bad seed. Mm. And it's a bad seed because I am a bad plant. Mm. I am the drama.
You are the problem.
I am the problem. Yeah. I am the bad tree, right? Mm. So if I was producing healthy seeds, healthy plants,
the outcome would have been different.
Yeah, the outcome would have been different. Absolutely. Literally. Yeah. So as in, I feel like God is so funny in the way that he teaches us, because I have no interest in like agriculture or whatever.
But here you
but
are.
But here I was researching trying. About plants and trees and how does that work.
I hear
literally.
You.
And I learned that for you to start a new season, you have to be good enough of a plant or of a tree so that you produce a good seed that will now in turn produce more and more and more and
it's
more.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's like a ripple effect. Literally, that's a cycle's a ripple effect, right? So that's when I was just like, you know what? Over the years, I have seen how every decision that I have made in regards to this relationship and going back or just accepting this disrespect and cheating and all of this has been a ripple effect, not only to my how I view relationships, but also to my work. My work was suffering. My friendships were suffering. My mental health was suffering. I had lost a ton of weight. I was, in fact, like border weight, underweight. Like, it was just...
You know, afadhali wewe, mimi sasa niligame. Me said, the KFC, you got no man name. That was a time for, like, the KFC endorsements and the brand partnerships, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I believe what you've said. I think my mom was telling me, you cannot be doing the exact same thing, expecting a different result. You cannot be telling me that this is what you're doing. You cannot be hanging out to the same type of people, expecting them to change. I'm like, and she told me, just because you're the one who wants is yearning for this change, is yearning for this next step, doesn't mean you have to carry everyone with you. Because I also had that notion, that savior complex of, yes, I'm probably going through it, but these friends that we're also dealing with this situation with, you're also going through it as well. See, we just go together. But you realize that it's a journey that you have to face by yourself. And I think just to add on to that, I think for me, therapy has shown me dust, you know. And even just writing letters to my younger self, the things that I would possibly have done. And that's why I've made peace with all the mistakes that I've made, because I genuinely had to look back at all of them. And when I came to the realization that the people that I have around me are a reflection of who I am. See, I lost everyone because I'm like, I don't like that reflection. It's not looking good. Yeah. I'm really not liking it. And I went through a process, a season of isolation, and I was alone for such a long time. And people didn't really know that I was going through it until I publicly made a post about my mental health when I was just about to embark on this journey. And that for me was also because I didn't want to have a mediocre, like, attachment to my career. You know, sometimes like you just create content, you're just taking pictures, you move on.
Yeah,
it's for the bank, it's for vibes. Yeah. I'm like, we need to be making impact in one way or another, making people happy, inspiring. Like, it needs to be for something. I'm like, I don't follow people who I don't feel inspired by. So I'm like, why am I making these people follow me if I'm not doing any, I'm doing the bare minimum. And for me also making that step publicly to also realize that the other people who are going through the same thing and choosing to also share my journey to losing the weight, because I'd gotten to a place where I had cholesterol issues.
Really?
I had cholesterol issues at the end of 2021. I went for a full body checkup and they were like, your veins are literally squeezed in fat. So that's why two stairs, unahema. Like, you could possibly have heart issues at this point. And with your age, Stephanie, like, it doesn't make any sense. And because me, I think for me, how I chose to deal with it was just overindulging. I was just indulging. If I wasn't drunk, I was overeating. If I wasn't overeating, I was dead asleep. Like, that was just the cycle that I was going through. And being in circles of friends who, then I go do the work of shame. And the cycles just couldn't. And I was like, who is this woman? Like, I cannot recognize her at all. And I remember days when I was creating and I was happy with myself. And I was also happy in my singlehood. Mm. I was not opposed to that. And also just to give retrospect, because I don't think I've ever talked about this. Best kept secret. the thing that prompted my journey of like reinventing and changing how things are was physical abuse, actually.
Really?
I wasn't a physically, it wasn't physical abusive, physically abusive for a while. It happened once.
Okay.
And I was just like, Brother Bernard, I'm out. I'm out. And for me, the reason why that was a touchy topic for me is because it had happened prior in my family. So now I started recognizing patterns and I was like, so now it has figured my generation. Oh my God, we have to stop it. Now I cannot afford to have my kids thinking that it's okay for anyone to lay a finger on a woman. So that for me was shocking. At the same time, it was very insightful. And I think it was honestly the best things that could have ever happened to me. Because from that, I realized that there are other things that are still cycles that I need to break. In as much as they're not in my family, they're in me that I've taken up maybe from like around surroundings, friends, family, this social media, society. You just never know what you pick up in the name of pleasing other people other than yourself. Because I think that's where it all comes from. The minute you step out of your identity and you're not being true to who you are, then you'll find yourself licking so many asses along the way and then you lose yourself in the process. And if at all you cannot recognize yourself and you're not happy with who you are and you don't like yourself, how do you expect everyone else to like you?
Yeah.
Like, you're also not asking for a bit too much if you're asking other people to like something that you yourself don't like. Like, it's a disservice to yourself. So I think, I was just like, I don't like who I look like. I don't like how I feel. I'm like my routines. My room was always 100%, always a representation of my mental health, which was dark. It was a tough one. So for me, therapy, if you're really looking for places to start with therapy, because it's also information that is coming from a non-judgmental point of view. Because if you ask this to your mother, she'll probably be leaning towards a favorite sibling, or she would make comparisons between you and someone else. They will not say things. And they're not meaning them in a bad way, to be honest. I think parents always just make a comparison to someone else who's doing better in the same age group as you.
Yeah, they can't help it.
It's equal bias, but you'd rather hear it from someone who does not know you and they're hearing this information and getting to see you for who you are. And they've also been in this field for a long time. So, of course, they'll give you the tools to deal with it. But from there, you'll be able to identify, okay, so in my friendships, I'm attracting people who are maybe over-dependent on me because I have a need to feel needed. So if you don't need anything from me, then you cannot be my friend. And then you find fully secure people who don't need anything other than just your presence. And that shocks you because you're not used to the concept. But those are things you can only just learn about in therapy.
I just want to applaud you, especially with the gym.
Oof.
The weight loss.
I went from 88 to now I'm 65.
So you've lost
I'm dangling between 64, 65 now.
20-something kgs. That's not easy to do.
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. And the conversations that you have with yourself in the gym. Because, yes, there's a trainer. Yes, there's someone who's pushing you. But for you to do that last step, because there are many times in the beginning in 2022 that I walked out from the gym. I was like, what are you saying? Like, are we negotiating? I'm the one who's paying you. I'm out. And I left. There's so many times I did that until I realized that they're not even doing it for me, that I'm supposed to be doing it for myself. And the discipline that you acquire from the gym, the level of like affirming yourself, because to do that next rep, to do the third one, and even to prompt the trainer to add weight. Now that you feel like you've gotten to a space where you're confident enough, because you will gain confidence from the gym. The more... I'm telling you, the gym has just done something to me. And to the point where right now, whenever I'm going through it, that's the first place I go to. I'm like, there's no way I cannot go to the gym.
I actually talked about this in episode one with Zia. And we were saying how the gym is an amazing place to build discipline. And for me, discipline and showing up for myself shows myself that I love myself enough.
It's a form of self-love.
Yeah, it's a form of self-love enough to honor the promises that I made to myself that tomorrow I'm showing up to the gym. It sucks and I hate it here. In fact, half of the time I'm in the gym, I'm just like, oh, I hate it here. It's painful. It's like, it's just a lot, you know. So for you to have done it for however long that you've done it and to just go through that like transformation that you have, you know, it's just like a reflection of the love that you have for yourself.
Now, for sure, for sure. Yeah. There's certain things that I don't play around and I think that's one of them. And it's also because I've seen the growth that I've experienced in the gym. I went from not using any weights to now using weights, then to not using weights again, to now I'm back to heavy lifting. So I'm constantly pushing myself. So I think one thing that I ask myself, I'm like, if you're constantly yearning for more with your fitness, why not yearning for more in your friendships? Why not yearning for more in your career? Why not shooting for the stars when it comes to other things? Why is that this particular thing is only... For the longest time, I was obsessive over the gym. Like even the days I'd go 7 days last year. And I'm just like, okay, let's stop pushing it. Like it's now getting toxic. And I was becoming over-dependent on it because I was really not ready to face the world, not ready to be open to like now finding a new circle of friends and like finding my niche with content, going on YouTube, you know. Yeah. What do I like with my hair? Like, because I'm starting like over again.
Yeah, it has to, you have to draw, there's a thin line between obsession and...
No, I need to, this thing that I found, great, it's a nice foundation, but now we need to find out how we can implement the lessons, the discipline, the confidence, the resilience there in other things so that we can just be fully a whole human being. Yeah.
I like that.
So
like
gym
that.
Therapy, gym and therapy for sure.
I wrote, my next point I wrote is that...
You know, I didn't know we were supposed to be like having points. Me, I just came.
It's fine.
Just vibes and inshallah, babes. So,
I'm trying to see which one. I wrote that sometimes you miss your season because you're stuck in a cycle. And so you have to go through the cycle again and break it so you get to your season. And years ago, I think in 2017, someone came to me and told me that God has told them that I'm in my season of marriage. That was in 2017.
And I saw the video that you posted last week about you being obsessive over marriage at some point.
One, it added to that, to my obsession with the concept of marriage. Because I'm like,
you're not going to make it easier.
Yeah. But when I look back, I'm just like, that was probably my season of marriage and I probably missed it because I was stuck in a cycle with unhealthy men. And there was no way that God was going to allow me to end up in a marriage that he did not intend for me, you know. And sometimes we can force and just go ahead and do our thing. But because me had already prayed and I told God, me, I only want a marriage that is from you, he wasn't going to allow it. So he was going to make sure that I go through this thing until I learn the lesson that I need to learn in order for him to now be like, okay, now you can walk into that season.
And also to add on to that, I think one thing that that was mentioned even on Sunday in church is that we anticipate when we pray to God about all these things and all these blessings, but he looks at us and he's like, I don't think you're ready to value this blessing as much as I want you to. So actually, don't let go of it because it's a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
The blessings that he gives, not that just for now, it's not seasonal. Like he'll give you something that will last you in generations.
Yeah.
So you're here, toxic, probably abusive, probably intoxicated, all these things and all these cycles. And you're like, oh, I think I'm ready for marriage. He's like, bro.
Like, no.
Come on. Like, would you mind to marry yourself?
Honestly,
like,
seriously.
Yeah. So I hear you completely.
Yeah. Because even when I look back, the person that I was in 2017 and the person that I am now, I'm just like, there's no way I would have been a good wife. I would have been a horrible wife. Sorry to that
For
man.
Real.
Whoever it would have been, I would have been a horrible wife. And I get why I was stuck. I had to learn my lesson for me to break out of it so I can walk in whatever season that now God intends for me. Today, actually, in the morning, when I was prepping for this episode, I remembered there's a song by Jonathan McReynolds. It's called Cycles. And he says that the devil, he knows, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. And that's why he'll keep you in cycles. So
he sees it too. It's not like when we are going to the club, it's just God who's like, oh, look at my child again. The devil is just like, oh,
Umerudi.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, even if you don't learn from your mistake, he learns from it.
And he's taking notes.
And he knows the places
to pick the most.
To pick at you, the places that will keep you in those cycles. Because basically, the enemy, what he doesn't want you to do, he doesn't want you to progress. He doesn't want you to to grow deeper. He doesn't want you to move from one season to the other to the other. He wants you to be stuck.
Stay there.
Yeah, he wants you to be stuck. So it's important for you to learn the lessons that you need to learn in this season so that you're able to progress from this season to the next one
to the next one.
Because seasons don't last long.
Yeah.
But if you're not careful, if you don't learn, you'll be stuck in a cycle, you'll be stuck in a loop, and you'll be missing out on so many things that God already gave you, but you can't access them because you're stuck. So I was trying to not overshare.
Yeah.
But I remember meeting you at an event, and now you know which event.
Which event, yes.
That I met you at. And I remember you were drunk, and I could tell you were not
present.
Mm. You know, and just because I have shown up like that in many instances where on the outside I look like I'm fine. In fact, I look like I'm having a good time.
And I was overdoing it in that event.
But like on the inside.
I was in the pits.
Yeah, you're in the pits and you're in the dark and you're all in all of that. Mm. And so I just like, again, like when I've been like, you know, silently like watching you and cheerleading you going through this, I just feel, you know, I want to give you your flowers for that because I know how hard it is.
Yeah.
Because I've been there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think those, and that's why I stopped going for events. Because I would overdo just to have a conversation with someone.
Mm.
To be able to have a conversation with someone. Because for a while, when I was going through the breakup in 2021, any chance I could get to talk about this situation, I'd take it. So I'm drunk, 2 drinks EV, and I start crying about this situation because I was in disbelief for such a long time. So now when that event happened, I'd just gone through like to my first or second brother Bernard.
Okay, when the event happened.
When the event happened, I had just done like maybe 2-3 sessions of therapy. And of course, the first two were just me crying. We didn't even talk. Because for the first time, I'm just like, I'm letting you go. And I thought I was fit to come for an event. And even that event, I was happy because I was in the presence of creatives and everything. But I was overdoing it just to make other people happy. Again, it just kept on creeping up on me that you're not the priority. They are. So even though you are not in a happy place, then you have to be the version of you that they expect, which is happy-go-lucky, jolly, so you can make them happy.
Mm.
Oh, you brought back memories. I'm just thinking, I'm just like, oh,
no, but like, it's good to look back at older versions of yourself.
Mm.
And if you don't recognize growth, then it means you're stagnant.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you need to always, when you go back in hindsight, you need to be able to recognize that, oh, that I don't even relate with that version of who I was then because I've grown so much. As
and it's so crazy because the other day we had a Shiva's party at Milan. And the last time I was there, Brother Bernard, it was just like, who is this person? And I remember I sat down because I was sitting with Midoni Drama Queen. And that is also another thing. Imposter syndrome does that where you're in the presence of people who you know for a fact who have you're validated and you're worthy of being in the presence of.
Same table as
but you're just like, what did I do to deserve this? So in the process of me now going through those spirals, Midoni was with me and she was just like, what's going through your head? And I'm like, I can't imagine that I'm here again. And now I'm here with a brand that is representing me. There's pictures of me on the wall. Like, what is going on? So I was almost closely to about to have a panic attack. And she said, but Stephanie, that is for you to, that wall up, that picture up there, it's for you to make the comparison of the person that was last here and the person that is sitting here now. And she was like, even if there's someone who was there that particular night that you're talking about and is there now, they're just like, wow, look at her.
Yeah.
So I want you to look at it the same way. And I think instantly I was just in a better space mentally, even just to be accepting the things that are coming my way now and believing that I'm deserving of it is also a cycle that I'm working on because I'm like, every single time I'm just like, oh, it's my luck. Just luck. Yeah. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And then you realize that you're actually giving back and putting in the work and you're deserving of everything. So I'm going to take my flowers, babe.
I agree, especially on the, when you go to places, like old places you had gone, or sometimes it's even a scent.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
that reminds you of something.
Like a perfume I was using like in 2019. Mm. And it reminds me of who I was in 2019 or the things that I was going through then. And I'm just, it's so good to be able to just relish in the growth that you have gone through as a person.
Yeah.
That's why I like keeping journals, because I like going back in, like things I was writing in 2020 when I was in the pits.
Yeah.
And here I am now, and I'm like, oh, that tiny thing is what was like breaking.
And we were able to get past it.
And I was able to get past it. So even the thing I'm going through now, I can get past it.
When he says this too shall pass, he means it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This too shall pass for real.
Period. Yeah. So, I actually only have 1 point left. So, my last best kept secret about reinventing yourself and breaking cycles is something that I actually was... I watched someone a few days ago. It dragged me. It's
There's been a lot of those lately, to be honest.
Have you been in my bed? How do you know?
Do you have cameras in my house?
Who told you?
Yeah.
Right? So it's by Stephanie Ike, who I absolutely love.
There we go.
I love her so
That girl
much.
Shouts at me every day.
She was shouting at me. I was like, you have been sent.
Yeah.
You are truly the woman of God. But basically, she was talking about the story of the Israelites. And funny enough, in my Bible study, we're reading the book of Exodus. Mm. And we're only just a couple of chapters in. But she was sharing how the Israelites, the going to Canaan, however you say it, it was only a 7-day trip.
Mm.
But it took 40 years.
Wow.
And that was because of their mentality. Because they were so stuck in their slave mentality.
The loop.
They were so stuck in their slave mentality, in the people that they were, that they were not prepared to be the people that were able to live in a promised land. So God was just like, you guys, the way you are set up right now, there's no way I can allow you to enter my promised land, Venyemko. You know, I have to develop your character. I have to break some things. I have to break this mentality you're stuck in. I have to break some cycles that is here. Because you can clearly see those, like when you read the book, I haven't finished reading it, but when you read the book, you see them, you know, just going back to the idols, to the gods, to the whatever.
Yeah, it's so funny you
mentioned when things would get thicker, they would go back to the old ways, right?
As opposed to not going to God, it's the idols
like,
that they're worshiping.
Yeah, they're like, hey, watch a tutu ready to the things we know,
familiar with.
The things we're familiar with, because this is uncomfortable, right? And I've realized that I am such an Israelite, you know? And I was just like, I know there are things that God has for me, and I don't want to take 40 years to get them versus 7 days, because it can take 7 days, but because I'm so stuck in my ways, because my mentality is so small, or because I have not developed my character enough to receive that blessing, then I have some work to do, you know. And I was just like, girl, I don't know how, but there's some things I need to work on, and there are some cycles even now that I need to break.
Yeah.
I feel like I've only scratched the surface of who I'm supposed to be.
Same. I'm only now getting comfortable with even speaking. You know, like, me, I'd just people just post pictures. I'm doing a video. Nikiongea wapi. Please, they have nothing to say. And that's number one, because I had insecurities about my teeth, which I'm, by the way, never going to fix because I'm not fully in love with them. But
they're beautiful.
Yeah. I'm just like, for the longest time, I was just like, I'm not going to smile. But I think when you see people who, like, I'll use an example of Majimbo, because people say her success is overnight. But me, I'm just like, she was constantly, repeatedly herself. Constantly. Mm-hmm. There's not once that she decided to change and be someone else. And the minute one person laid her eyes on her and knew this is a dime we were sitting on, it opened a magnitude of blessings.
Mm.
So I'm just like, why is it that we are constantly trying to like be other people in the process of like finding ourselves? And now there's these societal norms of how bodies look like and what beauty influencers look like and all these things, when our path has already been destined.
Mm.
There's already things that if I do this, this is where we are going. And God is already seeing you taking those steps. But we tend to take steps back because of what is happening in society. Like when you mentioned the previous episode that a couple of your friends are getting married, that in itself would shake a couple of people, because so what is it about me that I'm not getting married? And now for me, the season that I'm in, because both my siblings are married with kids, the questions for, since I've got a boyfriend, I'm like, what's happening? And yeah. I'm just like, no, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm single and I'm okay with being single. Why? Because I don't want to bleed on anyone.
Mm.
I genuinely don't want to bleed on anyone because I feel like I had a contribution to the breakups that I've had. I had both friendships, both relationships. I was bleeding on them and expecting them to do, just having very high expectations of people. And now, the reason why I'm also now loving on my friends the way I am is because I've been able to set clear boundaries as to what I can and cannot take.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing needs to happen with my relationships. I'm like, the way you said earlier that your partner has met you where you're at is quite important, because if at all you were having high expectations or any expectations of him whatsoever when you had done bare minimum, then there'd be an imbalance, you know?
Yeah.
They say relationships are not 50-50. There are times you'll just have to take the 100, or there are times you take the 80, times you take the 20. Yeah. And I think that also goes with ourselves. I'm like, God, you want God to take the 80% and then you're constantly taking the 20. When will you take the 80? When will you actually do the groundwork?
Yeah.
When will you go to church? When will you ask for forgiveness? When will you learn to say sorry? Because that was also a big thing for me. I never used to know how to say sorry.
Mm.
I'm like, what do you mean I'm wrong?
But I'm perfect.
That's you. I'm like, the cycles for me is just anything that is familiar. When I'm in a situation and I feel like I've been here before, I have to sit down and look at it twice. Yeah. And from that, I'm like, okay, so now is it a me thing? Because for the longest time, the breakups, I knew, I was just like, what is a common denominator? Stephanie, okay, Stephanie needs to take some time out and see what Stephanie needs to fix. But now, because I'm in a much better place, I'm able to even cue things that are not healthy for me faster than I was in the past. So there's a lot of clarity that you get in the process of like reinventing yourself. And the path that I choose to take with the gym, the path that I choose to take maybe with reading books and therapy and maybe nature activities or whatever may not necessarily work for everyone.
Yeah.
I think reinvention is very personal. True. You do know your core values. You do know the things that work in your system. But for me, I think the best place also to start is like have a routine. Don't leave time for an idle mind. Don't, because that's where the spirals begin.
Yeah, that's when you go back to familiar
things. That's good. That's where you go back to an ex, because you're just like, Sunny, my boy, alone on Saturday's night. Let me call that. Yeah. Don't be idle. And recently on my page, I was asking people, like, what are our hobbies? You know, we had hobbies when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like 14,
and we
15,
were really pushed to nurture them. And
we were on it. Like me, I was very in deep in skating and swimming. But then I think as I've gotten older, the things that I enjoy seemingly started fading away. And now we started depending on people to fill those voids. So now that's why everyone enjoys clubbing. But was clubbing really, is it a thing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like, what is the point of going to listen to the same songs over and over again, seeing the same people over and over again, getting hammered and then being hungover on Monday? I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't actually like it. And, you know, I think coming to realize the things that I'm doing for other people. Just because that's what is fun at the moment. I'm like, I can find other ways to have fun. And for me, it's just the person that should be pleased the most is me in this process. I need to be able to get 8 hours of sound sleep knowing that I've done right by me and not by anyone else.
Yeah.
So I take it a day at a time knowing if I'm here, I'm here because I know and I feel like worthy. Because best kept secret is a big deal. If y'all don't know, it's a big deal, period. And I would not have taken this opportunity if at all. And I think we've done this before where you sent me a message and I just told you, yo, I'm not in the right headspace.
Mm.
And that is also to show you that I'm not going to half-ass it when I show up in spaces. I'm like, I'd rather show up 100% knowing that I'm capable and willing and that I'm deserving of certain conversations as opposed to, and I actually have something to say, as opposed to now you find me in a space where I've just gone through a mental rut and now I'm just projecting. Yeah, so reinvention looks different for everyone. I think it's a hard one. I'm not gonna lie, but you'll be so happy with yourself in the long run, knowing that you're happy with who you are and that you've let go of a bad habit. That now the people that you're attracting are not attracted to you because of your pain, but they're attracted to you because of your light, because of what you're bringing into their lives. So,
yeah,
it's fun, but also,
I like the routine thing as well, because I feel like every time my routine is not good,
you'll see the then results.
I start to
wonder.
Yeah, there's some things that just start showing up and creeping up back. So I really like the routine thing as well. I think my last point would be to just encourage anyone who is in that season of breaking cycles and reinventing themselves and coming into themselves to push through the discomfort. Because it will get very uncomfortable. It will get very hard. Change is very difficult. And especially when you have been a certain way
for a
really long time and you're feeling like, this is not who I am. This is not who I am. I am not walking in the fullness of the person that I am supposed to be. It's going to be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And if you don't push through the discomfort, then you will remain stuck in that loop. You will remain stuck in that cycle because you will go back to what is familiar.
Absolutely.
Because this is comfortable. I know this one works, you know. And for me, that would show up when I would keep going back to that toxic ex that I would have because every time I'd go in the streets and I'd go on a couple of dates and it goes badly,
I'm like,
hey,
my pillow.
I've literally told my friends, better the devil I know
than the angel I don't know.
I'm like, the way this man are moving in the streets, let me go back to that one that I know, that he cheats and he cheats like this, or he lies and he lies like this, or he disrespects me and he disrespects me like this. The way the people are surprising me, the people are moving mad. Let me just go back to the devil that I know. You know? And it was so uncomfortable for me to be like, this is familiar and it's comfortable, but this is not the best that I can do.
Yeah.
I know that the story that God has for me is so much better than this. And even beyond just romantic relationships, just me as a person, you know.
When you just know you could do better.
I know I could do better.
Yeah.
I know
I'm not doing it.
I am selling myself short. You know, and again, like I think a lot of people keep talking about this, like when you go to heaven thing and God shows you the person that you are meant to be and you're like just a highlight there, like, reel of your life.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
So this is what was the next step.
Yeah, imagine if I just needed pushed to through that discomfort, this is the person that I was going to become. And, you know, so when it gets uncomfortable and when it gets hard, because it is going to get like that, I just need you to remember to push through the discomfort, because the person that you will come out to be on the other side, you will be so grateful to your old self for pushing through that. So, yeah, I think that's my last best kept secret about this topic. What about you?
I think it's just living also a life without regret. I think you'd rather try and know that you tried than not try at all in the name of comfort.
Yeah.
Sometimes that solitude, that you know, being away, that separation from the crowd is lonely, like we're talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Like it's lonely, and if at all you don't fill your cup and if at all you don't see what it is that you can gain from this experience, you'll just never know. Like, imagine now the day you see what could potentially happen is when you die. And then you for the rest of your life, you're just living in regret of the what ifs that could have been. I'm like, I'd rather step and know I stepped than not step. Yeah, than not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, even if you're in this space where you're not happy with the loops, you're not happy with how you present yourself, you're not happy with the things that you engage in, the people that you keep around, you're just wondering, so what is my life going to look like without the things that are normal to me? You wouldn't know until you try.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great closing remark.
You wouldn't know until you try.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Steph. It felt more of like a conversation.
Yeah.
Which is what I always hope my guests feel like.
Yes,
so thank
amazing.
You so much for sharing.
Thank you so much.
And I wish you all the best in your journey.
Thank you.
I'm actually going to say a prayer for you.
Thanks. That's usually
they were just
this
like making
gift.
Fun of me about how I'm a prayer warrior in one of the other episodes.
Right now?
But no, I will. I
right
actually,
now?
Yeah.
That's my best gift.
I hope I remember, but yeah.
I'll text
yeah,
you.
So.
Like you said, you're going to pray for me.
But yeah, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing and
thank
being vulnerable
so
with
me.
Us. I know this wasn't the easiest conversation to have and be vulnerable about. So thank you for trusting us. And thank you guys for watching. For those who are watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share with someone. Just share. And if you're listening to us on our audio platforms, thank you for listening. I will see you, or you will hear me, in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.